The bill was launched by Senator Donnie Olson, an Inupiaq and a Democrat from Golovin, but it was Representative C.J. McCormick who shepherded the bill in the House.
I want to be sure that I convey that this epidemic is impacting every region of the state, urban, rural, and in between.
McCormick, a Democrat from Bethel, said Senate Bill 151 is a long overdue response to those who have cried out for the state to address the crisis of missing and murdered Alaska Natives, a cause, he says, that goes well beyond the list of names.
There's individuals that I went to school with. Unfortunately, my staffer who helped work on this bill has family members that are a part of these lists as well. I'm sure there's members of this body who even have family members that are a part of this list.
Alaska has the fourth highest rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in the nation. And Anchorage is the third highest among cities. But the bill aims to reduce these numbers in several ways. It sets aside money for the Department of Public Safety to hire two permanent MMIP investigators to focus on unsolved cases. It requires police training to include cultural education. And it creates a 9-member commission to review unresolved MMIP cases statewide. Charlene Oppuk says these policies have been years in the making.
For advocates and for families, this is a huge moment for us.
Oppuk, who is director of Data for Indigenous Justice, says a few years ago, it was a struggle to get appointments with state leaders to even discuss the issue. But today, those leaders and other groups have come together to champion this cause. She says the best part is that Alaska Natives helped to build this coalition by tapping into their traditional values, which focus on building relationships and using the power of storytelling to get their message across.
And as we carried those stories, collected the data, and said it over and over and over again, and then we have our collective voices, that's the power of that. That changes from being just a situation that happened one-off to a collective truth that cannot be denied.
The bill did not pass unanimously. Representative David Eastman, a Wasilla Republican, cast the lone no vote. He questioned the need for cultural training and says he's concerned the bill could place additional burdens on police. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.